NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. NASA's space shuttle has been winging its way into orbit since 1981, transporting astronaut crews, tons of scientific packages, satellites, and other space hardware. Along with the shuttle, America's access to space also relies on multi-staged throwaway missiles, often termed expendable rockets. Except for the space shuttle, most of these rockets have a heritage reaching as far back as the 1950s, born out of work on intercontinental ballistic missiles to defend the United States through decades of Cold War posturing. They are expensive and insufficiently reliable. But now NASA, the Defense Department, along with aerospace industries, are looking into the future to design and build next-generation boosters. These vehicles will be far more reliable, less expensive, and easier to operate, and will greatly lower the cost of moving people and payloads into space. That's the view of Ivan Becky, Senior Executive for Advanced Concepts in NASA's Office of Space Access and Technology.
The main issue is the one we've had for a long time, and that is how to make launch less expensive than it is today. The average cost of putting a payload or a human cargo into orbit today is in the order of $6,000 to $7,000 for every pound of object weight. That is simply a huge number. For a 1,000-pound satellite, that's $6 million. For 10,000-pound, it's $60 million. That is a huge detriment. It holds back the use of space because of its high cost.
Becky explains that while NASA's space shuttle is by far the most reliable launch vehicle in the world, it too has its drawbacks.
There was this move to try to get launches to be less expensive, and so the shuttle was designed to be a reusable, inexpensive launching system. Unfortunately, the budget required to make it happen was reduced, and so it is not a fully reusable system, so it's considerably more expensive to operate than the original conception would have been.
Over the past decade, numbers of studies have been done attempting to blueprint economical space transportation. A recent NASA study on access to space supported a key finding.
We convinced ourselves that the only way to get low cost is to have a fully reusable launch vehicle and one that consists of only one stage, so one does not have anything to throw away and one does not have two stages to stack on top of each other and to integrate and to worry about twice the number of parts.
NASA is now embarking on a technology program, taking the next several years to assess what is needed to build a totally reusable new generation low-cost launch system. Becky believes important clues for building such a booster can be found in another form of off-Earth transportation, aircraft.
The airline industry is a model that the rocket industry wants to follow. The airlines not only have high reliability, but low cost per ticket. They have low cost per flight. They have very large numbers of flights. Everything is routine. And all of it is on the basis of having gone through many, many generations of improvements of the hardware to the point where airplane lands, you refuel it, you turn on the cockpit power, and if no red lights come on, you take off again. And we have to do that with rockets, too. There's no reason why we can't.
Advanced lightweight materials, easy-to-maintain rocket engines, automated checkout equipment for speedy maintenance, all part of a new NASA industry push to build the rocket ships of the future. And by lowering the cost of getting into space, what will that future look like?
Hundreds of thousands of tourists in space at any one time are very, very feasible within 100 years from now. Getting in and out of space will be as routine as going from Los Angeles to San Francisco and take about the same time. Chemicals manufacturing, pharmaceuticals manufacturing, it's all done much more efficiently in space.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.